I had it wrong. I think we put that tree out the same year I built this rock cellar.
Mm. How long did it take you to build that cellar? All one summer?
All one winter.
Oh. Did you dig down into the ground and then cover over it?
Yeah. We dug down. We poured a floor. And then we started our main line of rock. And then we built to it. We put 27 loads of rock in that cellar.
I'll bet that's the driest and safest one in Alabama.
And it has the more than a ton, I bought a ton, 1 pound of cement that's used in it.
Well, does water ever seep in it?
It's never, well, there's been times it would, the ground would get so full, you know, that it would, it would seep through the rock. But I have a tile.
Oh, you put a drain in it.
There's never no water accumulates.
Oh, now that's great. What are the fruits that are grown, say, down in Florida, not grapefruits, but they mash them and make juice out of them? We drink for breakfast sometimes.
Well, I would say oranges and tangerines.
Okay.
And there's, well, I don't know how many different fruits.
Many of them down there. What about the little red vegetable that looks about the shape of a turnip, but it's a little tiny? Kind of
radish.
Okay. And what is it that makes you cry when you peel it?
Onion. I reckon that's
it. Yeah.
Do you ever grow any okra?
Yeah.
That's good. I like it fried. I don't have too much use for it.
I like it when it's about that long, cut off and boil it on the beans or something. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, yeah, what I don't like it, when I can't eat it, is the what they call stewed okra or something.
Oh,
when
no,
it's just,
I don't care about
the whole thing, you know, and it's kind of slick. How about lettuce and cabbage? Y'all go once a day?
Yeah, we have.
We grow just about everything that can be grown in the garden.
That's great. What kind of beans do you grow?
We grow Kentucky Wonders mainly, and then we use a little bush bean for early beans.
Yeah. Well, you have to get out there and put the poles out and everything then, don't
you?
Yeah,
for the
Kentucky Wonders, yeah. What about the, what do you call the top part of a corn stalk that kind of waves in the middle? Okay. And when corn is kind of young and is ripe to be served on the cob, you call it what?
Roasting.
That's right, boy. That's when it's good, too. What do you have to take off an ear of corn before you can cook it?
Shuck and silk.
Okay. And what is it that the kids, that the kids make jack-o'-lanterns out of in the Halloween?
You.
I imagine that's
possible. Yeah. Did you ever plant them in with your corn? And
yeah.
She had grown them things. She has cooked them, and I can't stand
them. I tell you what, he done though here a while back. We was in town together enough to groceries, and he was talking about wanting some peaches. And he said, but here's some peaches. And I said, well, are they on sale? He said, yeah. He got up 3 old cans of pumpkin.
There were 3 cans per dollar. The peaches, I know there was because I look at peaches.
Oh, well, you
peach halves, and you know, they're good.
Yeah, they are good.
But might have been a good-looking woman standing to talk to me. I don't know what that
you aren't watching what you're doing.
I'd rather rip 3 cans and put in the little basket. And we got home, we had 3 cans.